to see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We're here until 5 a.m. At 4:30, we'll have the Twin Garden Farms folks in, and it's me, rye, sweet corn day. So we got that. But right now, it's time for You Big Dummy. This is where I read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. After I do the recap, first person through at 312-981-7200 will cast the third vote. Let's get going. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A Louisiana woman reportedly told police she did not know where the meth, which was found in her vagina, came from. Ashley Beth Rowland, 23, was accused on July 31st of stealing thousands of dollars from the home of a man she'd been staying with, according to documents in the sheriff's office. The man told West Monroe police that Rowland had swiped the cash and left while he was in the shower. She reportedly confirmed that she took the money and left. According to the documents, a female correctional officer later searched Rowland and found, hidden inside her vagina, $6,233 in cash and about 1 gram of meth. Rowland denied that the meth was hers. She was arrested and charged with theft and narcotics possession.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. A California woman whose Instagram page is filled with photos chronicling her world journeys was arrested this week for the unglamorous crime of stealing a Juul vaping device from a Florida gas station, a heist which was first sought to flee in a Lyft car and then an Uber van. According to investigators, Kate LaMoth, 23, asked to purchase the Juul device around 11 p.m. on Tuesday at an Exxon. She was staying in a home about 3 miles from the gas station. LaMoth, who arrived in the Exxon in a Lyft car, allegedly took $42.79, the device, from a clerk and bolted from the convenience store. When she attempted to flee in her Lyft, the driver declined the opportunity to be the wheelman. Undeterred, she called for an Uber and began walking away from the Exxon. When cops arrived, they found LaMoth inside an Uber van in a parking lot adjacent to the gas station. She reportedly confessed and was charged with retail theft, a misdemeanor, and was booked in a county jail. Her mugshot could not pass muster on her carefully curated Instagram account, which includes photos of her beach, ski, and European vacations and a private jet trip to Las Vegas. In addition to an assortment of contemplative poses, her page, which was made private, also advises visitors to, quote, be humble, it looks good on you.
Dummy.
Dummy number two, three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Since you'd probably have to be couch locked to sit through a 3 hour long superhero movie, Marvel fans having stoners among their ranks checks out. Applying to buy weed from an online dispensary might not be the best time to let your nerd flag fly, though. Just ask the Canadian who tried to buy using an ID of the entirely fictional Thor Odinson. The Alberta ID features the instantly recognizable face of Chris Hemsworth in the superhero garb. He lives at 69. He lives at 69 Big Hammer Lane, and his weight is curiously listed at around 150 pounds. To make the whole thing a tiny bit more ridiculous, the dispensary couldn't have accepted the ID even if they bought the ruse. A quick scan reveals that the identification is 2 years out of date. Even if it didn't get this desperate Canadian the drugs they desired, Twitter has had a good laugh over it.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A Cleveland bank robber gave a little too much away when asking a teller for cash recently, and now police are using that information. According to Fox 8 News, it was just after 11 a.m. on Monday that a man walked up to the counter at a U.S. bank branch and passed a note demanding money. When the teller took the note and looked at it and looked on the other side, she saw his name. He had used a note that he had used earlier at the BMW, at the BMV, and it had his name on it, said Special Agent Vicki Anderson of the FBI. Authorities say the 54-year-old Michael Harrell was robbing the bank. He actually wrote the holdup note on the back of a document from the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles, complete with his name and address. Investigators said that the teller was stunned. She actually referred to him as Michael, gave him the money, and called him Michael, and then notified law enforcement. Once authorities confirmed that Harrell was the same man caught in surveillance cameras robbing the bank, a warrant was issued for his arrest. The FBI said that this is not the first time that a bank robber has left an incriminating piece of evidence on the scene, but in each case, it makes the job finding the suspect a lot easier. We've had individuals drop things on the way out the door that they didn't intend to, obviously. We've had individuals drop cell phones, which has identifying information on it. A lot of times, there are pictures, and we have no idea who the person is. But this helps law enforcement tremendously.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Two people, including one who was covered in mud, were arrested in connection with a burglary in Kansas after leading police on a huge search. Eric Fernandez, 30, and Chelsea Ray, 25, both from Topeka, are facing burglary, trespassing, and felony obstruction charges over the incident on Friday night. The Kansas Highway Patrol said the Jackson County Sheriff's Office posted images of Fernandez, who was covered from head to toe in mud as he tried to hide in a creek to avoid escape and was eventually captured on Saturday afternoon. Eric Fernandez, 30, is pictured in mud here. And he was wanted by the police for suspected burglary. Members of the sheriff's office, the highway patrol, canines, and aircraft assisted in the search for the two subjects, for suspects. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morris claimed that the pair is suspected of taking property from a home south of the Mayetta Friday night, and neighbors later approached them and made their getaway in an SUV, and then became stuck in a private residence. They're facing burglary, trespassing, and felony obstruction charges after the incident.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
All right. It is time to vote. Let me do the recap. First person through at 312-981-7200 is going to be our third vote. We've got the dummy who had meth in her vagina and said it wasn't hers. We have the dummy who made a getaway in a Lyft and then in an Uber van. We have a dummy who tried to buy weed with a fake ID that had Thor on it. We had the dummy who handed a bank teller a note with his name and address on it, and the dummy thief who got busted covered in mud after hiding in a creek. Those are our five choices for dummies. So let's get a vote here. Let's start with let's start with Tom. Tom, where are you going on this vote?
It's kind of a tough one. Pretty good dummies here, but I'm going to say the guy who tried to buy weed with a Thor ID, not only was it a fictional ID, it was expired.
Right.
Come on, man. Like, how high do you have to
expired. Be? Expired. 69 Big Hammer Lane.
Yeah. That's my vote.
Okay, you know what? That's my vote, too. And also, the ID is pictured in the story.
Yeah.
And the ID itself is just, it's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah,
so,
it's Chris Hemsworth looking real goofy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that's the winner, but we want to have Mark to vote. Here's our listener. Mark, which dummy would you vote for?
I got to go with the bank robbing dummy.
The bank robber with the name and address on the note.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's very, very stupid. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
All right.
That's our dummy of the week. We'll do it again next week. We got a break here for some weather, and when we come back, it's time for Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, right here on 720 WGN.
Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right. It's Straight Out of Context, everybody. One of our Friday features. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it makes you giggle and sounds a little dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Now, we haven't done this in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're back. Straight Out of Context. What do we got?
All right. First off, of course, it's the queen of Straight Out of Context, Wendy Snyder, caught here by Fox Valley Mike.
so it looked like rare roast beef.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right.
All right. Next up, Wendy again. This time caught by Deanna. Here it is. 1 second. Make sure I got the right cut there. Here we go.
I like to play with other people's monkeys.
I don't even, can't even imagine what they were talking about.
They were, it was from when they were at the McHenry County Fair.
Oh, okay.
They had monkeys riding dogs.
Oh, right.
So she was hanging out with a monkey friend.
Okay.
Next up, here's Ro Khan, caught by Tom and Bartlett.
And then what do you do with the tip at the end?
Oh, come on, man.
You should know, Ro.
Come on, man. What are we talking about here? All right.
Next up, one of my Sunday morning boys, Dave Schwann, caught by Brian J.
It's real small. Real small.
This small?
It's that small.
What the hell? Why are they dragging Andy Griffith into this?
It's from the far-flung forecast that they do every Sunday, and the theme song is the Andy Griffith theme.
Okay, I was going to say, dragging into the Andy Griffith to that filth.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here's Pete McMurray, caught by Jesse.
I'm trying to get my wife to do it, and she just won't do it. It's like, Sarah, it only takes about 10 minutes, but it's the weirdest experience.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if he's trying to get her to wear that Jim McMahon jock strap
that he has. Okay.
All right, next up, here's Ro again. He's having a good week this week.
Is it harder because it's tighter?
Oh, my God. Who found that one?
It's coming to us from Jeffrey.
Okay.
Next up, here's Dave Ennett, caught by Pat McHenry.
I just had to swallow hard there.
Yeah.
See, I love it when Dave's on. You know how much I love it when Dave Ennett is featured on Straight Outta Context.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Just makes my day. I just love it when Dave's featured on it. Okay.
All right, next up here's Steve Grzanich, host of the opening bell, caught by Kelly and Elgin.
I only licked the top of it.
Oh, boy. We got to be careful. All right.
Yeah. All right. Ro again, this time caught by Don in Marengo.
I used to play with myself for hours upon hours.
Come on, man. You can't even say that sentence. That's not even out of context. That's in context.
Oh, he said he was talking about playing Pong on his Atari.
You can't say I'm play with myself all day long. You can't say that. All right.
All right. Steve Bertrand here, caught by Len.
You got a little chub going.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
You got a little chub going.
Wait, what are they talking about? What's the...
They're talking about dad bods.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow,
One more time for posterity.
Yeah.
You got a little chub going.
I can't believe... That's one of the best ones ever. Okay.
All right. Making her very first appearance.
Uh-huh.
It is G from the Steve Cochran Show, latest edition.
Welcome.
Yeah. So this was sent in by Jesse.
Oh, I can do, like, party tricks.
Party tricks. Uh-huh. Very nice.
Okay.
All right. Anna DeVlantes. Hasn't been on in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
This one's coming to us from Joe in Plainfield.
Put their finger in it and just try to, you know, see what it tastes like.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
That one, they're talking about the Illinois State Butter Cow.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right, Steve Cochran finally makes it this week, coming to us from Scott in Carpentersville.
What's a girl got to do to get milked?
They were talking about how cows have regional accents.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Okay.
According to John DeCoste.
Okay.
All right, just a couple more here. Bill Leff, caught by Debbie.
It's soft, it's squishy, it doesn't feel like it can hurt you, and so I put it on my face.
That's what I do when I don't know whether it's going to hurt me or not. Just put it right on my face.
Yep.
All right,
and then finally, you appear.
Me?
Yeah, you're here.
Come on.
You're going to round us out this week. Here's Nick D, caught by Fox Valley Mike.
like it's right there and it's about to come out. All right, thanks. Appreciate that. All right, well, keep listening, keep your ears peeled when people get dirty, and it's jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. How about this?
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. Spies. Spies.
Like us.
All right, there it is. Nick D Show Spies. Once again, you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay.
All right, three quick ones here. First is coming to us from Joel and Gurnee. Here's Wendy Snyder.
All right. Nick DiGilio, according to a texter, loved the new Quentin Tarantino movie also. Nick and I have been like on the total same page for things.
Oh, interesting.
We both watched Big Brother.
Yeah.
Which I can't watch on Channel 2. How long is that going to go on?
It's been nearly 2 weeks already, which
July
is too long.
July 20th, I think, is when it went.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
I don't like it.
And according to 414, Richard Romper liked it very much as well.
Romper? Richard Romper? Does he have his own room? By the way, the CBS thing, they're back. So
they're back.
She should have CBS back already.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Next up, here's Mary Vandeveld on Steve Cochran's show, caught by Rick.
The old standard alarm clock is not a bad idea.
You can the Big Ben's.
You can also buy the one that's shaped like a baseball, kind of, and it bounces off whatever surface it's on, so you literally have to get out of bed to get it to shut it off.
Okay, listen, I don't have a heart attack in the morning. I just want to get up and make sure that I'm here.
I wake up to Nick DiGilio, and I get out of bed really quick.
Here's an idea.
Because you don't want to be in bed with Nick. I get it. I totally get it.
Why don't you have Nick's producer give you a wake-up call every day?
Yeah, like a hotel. That would
yeah.
work.
Really?
Like Tom would love that.
Is that Tom that's doing
really
it?
Love
Tom
that?
Having doesn't matter another if he loves it. This do? Show's got to be on the air. This is vital stuff.
Wow. Tom, did you call Mary this morning?
I did not. Didn't call G. Didn't call anybody.
Okay. All right. Okay, you said there's one more?
Yeah, one more. Right. I'll try to speed this one up.
That's all right.
So this is coming to us from Vic Vaughn, of all people. He
wow.
caught this last night, actually.
The last movie that I saw, I think, was I can't recall. What was the really big movie that
Rocket
was?
Man?
Did you Rocket say Man.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. And then I saw that Bill Murray movie that came out about him, and Adam Driver was in it as well, the zombie movie, and that was probably the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was so bad.
It was not. It's funny because you're like, oh, you know, maybe you're just being, you know, you're making too much of it. That it wasn't that bad. It was seriously the worst movie I've ever seen ever. And
I'm glad you feel that way because I felt the same way, and I didn't want to feel like an alien. There's actually aliens in it.
A very
weird thing.
Very like deconstructed aliens. So like nothing connected. There was no like payoff to that movie. So I'm certain it really made put like a bad taste in my mouth because I love Bill Murray so much. But seeing him in that kind of movie, I was like, what are you thinking, man? What's going on, Bill? And I know he's a big fan of WGN, so call in, Bill. Let me know what you were thinking.
I mean, he's good in it. He has a little, you know, his part's kind of small but good, right?
He does that. It was like Wes Anderson acting in like a scary movie. Well, it needed more action. I'm sure that Tom Hush and Nick have a lot to say about.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
it's a great movie.
I liked it.
So that's what I'm
like,
saying about
I want to ask what Bill Murray's doing. I don't know. Ask him about the other four Jim Jarmusch movies he was in.
It's a Jim Jarmusch movie, man.
It's a
Jim Jarmusch zombie movie. I don't know what you were expecting. And that was Michael and
Jerry Nunn.
And Jerry Nunn. Okay. All right. Well, keep your ears peeled. That movie's good, by the way. Dead Don't Die is what it's called. They didn't even say the name of the movie. All right. Here's the deal. We got a break here. And then the Twin Garden Farms folks are going to be here, and we're going to bust out some Mirai corn. And
all right.
He takes tea at 3, man. That's unacceptable.
If I took my tea at 3, I'd be hit.
That's just unacceptable. That's a nasty habit. It really is. I'm glad he can admit it. That's my favorite Stones song right there. That was one of the albums that we talked about with Vic. Let It Bleed by the Stones.
Love it.
My favorite Stones album, my favorite Stones song. Not to choose from, though, on there. So, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here. And we're awaiting the arrival of the Mirai Sweet Corn, which is on its way. And we're going to talk with some of the folks from the Twin Garden Farms about the Mirai Sweet Corn. It comes in the distinctive green mesh bag. And that's how you can tell that you got the best sweet corn in the world. And it's the great Mirai Sweet Corn. And they bring it to our show every year right around this time. So there we go. So we're just waiting on that. By the way, we'll be back on Monday morning with our regular shows. I had last Monday off, but we're going to get back in here. Steve Procopi and Eric Childress are going to join me, and we're going to talk about all the new movies, and my dad is going to call in and tell a joke. That's all coming up on Monday morning. So, yeah, so we'll do that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And, yeah, so that's what's happening. And the Mirai Sweet Corn, by the way, will tell you all the places where you can get it. They've got the farmers markets are available that you can check out online. And we'll tell you how to do that and all that really cool stuff. So that's all coming up right now. And I think they're heading in. Are they coming in right now? Okay. All right. They're coming in with the corn. It's very important. So let's see. Hey, guys. Come on in. There you are. Right to take this one. Yeah, right there.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent.
Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Gary from Twin Gardens.
Hi, Gary.
One of the zookeepers.
Yeah. So you're you come in every year.
Yes.
And we always look forward to it. It's a big time for you guys. This is like a big deal.
Yeah. It's a total chaos for about 8 weeks.
Yeah. And so what? Tell everybody about the Mirai Sweet Corn. Thank you, sir.
Well, yeah, it's a hybrid that we developed in the late 90s, and it has all three sweet corn genes in it, one for sweetness and one for tenderness and one for the old-fashioned grandpa's corn flavor.
Right. And it's there's no other corn like it.
No.
There really isn't. No. And I know that sounds crazy.
It does.
but I remember, the great Orion Samuelson telling me that you will never taste corn like this ever in your life. And he's right.
Yeah, I talked to him last night.
Did you?
Yeah, he was wondering how we were doing with all the rain and everything else.
Yeah, so. That's a big question. Yeah. It's a good question because we had a ridiculous amount of rain this
week. We've got a really good supply. We got about a 10-day late start, but we're good to go. The quality's fine, and we'll be going to the middle of September.
Okay, so tell us about when you guys start growing the corn. When does that happen?
Normally we try to get going about the third week of April, but this year we didn't plant till 11th of May.
Oh, that's late.
Yes, and we have to have like 26, 27 plantings to make sure that it's quality and right on spot for every week.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't plant it all at once. So you have to, so plant it every 6-7 days. But then when it rains for 15 days, what do you do? You know, so
you can't, it's crazy, right?
Yeah. So it's been, but the one thing good with Mirai, it'll hold.
Yeah.
Because we guarantee it for a week after a customer takes it. And,
yeah.
And so it holds nice.
It's an unbelievable taste. Yeah. It really is an unbelievable corn. So tell me about Twin Garden. Tell everybody about Twin Gardens.
Grandma and Grandpa moved from Des Plaines, Potter and Ballard in 1954, and so it's settled in the Big Prairie up there, and it's just it's a family farm, third, fourth generation now, and we mainly do sweet corn seed now. We grow a lot of seed, and then we have the vegetables and the Mirai sweet corn for the farmers markets. Mm-hmm. We're mostly farmers markets and a few grocery stores in the Chicagoland area.
And for people who want to get the mesh bag of the beautiful Mirai sweet corn, which is the best corn ever, they can check out the website to see where the farmers markets are in Chicago.
Right, twingardenfarms.com, and we're actively updating the website all the time, and it's farmers markets and it has locations, times, and we'd love to have you in Harvard. We've opened up possibilities at Heinen's and Casey's and Sunset Foods, Whitney, some small grocery stores in the area.
In all the years that you've been doing this, what is the weather that we had? I mean, the rain. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Right, and I think Orion's been in this for his whole life, and I have two, and I sort of. Every year is the worst ever, with a farmer. You never heard of a happy farmer. But just take a look around when you're driving, wherever you're going in this area. There's fields that are not planted, and I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
And so we eventually got every field planted every year. But this year there's a considerable amount of acres that's not even planted.
Every day except for one day in May it rained.
Right.
Every single day in that month except for one.
Right, the guys in the field did a fantastic job this year.
It had to be really hard.
Yeah, they were on call 24 hours a day, planting in the middle of the night if it just got dry enough to plant, and then we get a rain 2 hours later and trying to match up the seed. The male and female seed has to be matched. You plant the female today, the male's got to be planted in 3 days. When it rains for six and you plant the sixth day, they will not nick what they call a nick. The pollen and the silk don't match up, so you don't get seed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, who would you bring in with you?
I brought Quinn. He's on the tail end of a 2 week visit from Colorado. He's my grandson. And
it's your grandson?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome. Do you like the corn?
I love it.
Yeah. It's the best.
Had it every day since I've been here.
That's why I tell everybody at the farm when they stop for the roadside market, I said, the only reason I keep this job is I get to take it home every night.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And when did the green mesh, the distinctive green mesh bag, how long has that been around?
Well, since the beginning of Mirai, when we started to do the farmers markets, because when you guys found the corn, or when you saw the article in the Tribune and invited us down, it sort of blew things up a little bit. So,
sure.
So all of a sudden, everybody had the same thing. So we said we had to identify ourselves, and we guarantee it too. So, in order for us to be able to back it up, and it's from Twin Gardens.
Yeah.
It's the Twin Gardens Mirai.
Yeah. It is a really, I can't even explain to you how great this corn is.
No,
and I know that
we're blessed. Yep.
It sounds crazy.
It does.
When I just keep going on and on about how this corn is so good. I've never tasted anything like it. I remember the very first time that I was hosting and you guys came in with the corn many years ago. Orion, this was when Orion used to come in at 10 to 5 and do his he'd do the business report.
You bet.
We don't do that anymore, but Orion used to come in and the last 10 minutes of the show I'd be with Big O, and you guys came in, you brought the corn, and I had never had it before, and Orion said that you could just open up the ear and bite right into it right now.
No way.
Raw, not cooked, just open it up and bite into it. And I'm like, no. And he's like, go ahead, trust me. And you trust Orion.
Right.
Whenever Orion says something, you listen to it and you believe it.
Absolutely, 100%.
So I ripped it open, I took a bite, and I could not believe it. I could not believe how tasty it was.
And you can see how much fun we have at the roadside market because, a new customer will, you can see and say, just try it raw. Raw. And he says, no way. And then the customers just pounce on them. Oh, you got to do this. you don't have to do a thing. You don't have to say a thing.
Tom has never tried.
Tom hasn't?
No.
Whoa.
No, first
we love
time,
guys like Tom.
Yeah. We say, why don't you grab an ear? Do you have a? Did you bring a bag for him? Yeah, grab an ear and let's have Tom bite into it on the air here for the first time because you got to try it and it's raw. It's not. It's just straight from the bag, and Tom. We're bringing it in for you. It's not been cooked. It came straight from the bag, straight from the farm. Right. They just opened it up, and Tom is about to take a bite of the raw, beautiful Mirai sweet corn.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It's like eating fruit.
It's unbelievable. That's exactly the same response that I had when I bit into it for the first time. Raw corn. Yeah, I know. And look at his face. He's losing his mind. So it's the best stuff ever. We appreciate you coming down every year.
We love doing it. It's fun. It's it's a short season. It's like I said, total chaos.
It's going to be a madhouse for a while.
It's a madhouse. Yep. So just check the website and if you need anything, just Call Gary.
TwinGardenFarms.com.
Perfect.
And we always appreciate it. And I know that I every year when I get the corn, and I have a farmer's market within walking distance of my place, and I know it's Independence Park,
and that is this week because it's every other.
Oh, it's
the second and fourth Sunday, so it is this week.
So if you're in my neighborhood and you're in the Independence Park neighborhood, they do have it.
Yep.
They do have the Mirai because
I go see Kevin at Beverly too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There you go. So anyway, Gary, always a pleasure. Yeah,
same here.
It was nice to meet you, man. Have a safe trip back. Yeah. And Gary, thank you so much for bringing down the corn.
You're more than welcome. Thanks.
And I know that everybody at the station goes nuts when the corn is here. People lose their minds. Like the office, everybody in the office is like, "Where's the corn? I need the corn. I got to get the corn. Where's the corn?"
Yeah, I feel bad for Kevin.
I bet you do. Yeah, we all do. So anyway, TwinGardenFarms.com for more information where you can get it, all the farmer's markets, or you can just go out and to Harvard.
Yeah, we'd love to come to Harvard. Yeah. It's worth a one-time trip. You know, they say, what do you have to do? I says, it's not a tourist attraction. It has a gravel driveway, but we have good corn.
No, you don't have good corn. You have great corn. Okay. It's the best corn. So it's the Twin Garden Farms Mirai Sweet Corn. It is sweet corn time, and it's available now, Mirai Sweet Corn. Gary, again, from Twin Garden, and we thank you guys for coming down and bringing the corn. Yeah. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get a little funky for a little while and do a little Fly Jams Friday right after this on WGN.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly Jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
All right. Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. Yeah, that's it. We do it every Friday. We start your weekend off on a funky note with some R&B and some soul and some rhythm and some awesomeness and some flyness, and it's Fly Jams Friday. And we do it every Friday. Coming up, we've got Steve Guzanich in the opening bell, and also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, can we say hello to DJ Luscious Hushus?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushus, baby.
That's right, man. Wiki, wiki, Nikki, viggity, 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 Vic, verified double V is running around like a lunatic in the newsroom, as he always is, and Luscious Hushus is here. It's Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. I assume we've had some requests.
Yeah, I got a few requests here.
Okay, now, how about that corn, though?
That is incredible.
Yeah.
That's the sweetest fly jam I've ever tasted, is this corn.
Yeah. I'm very excited. Every year, the place goes nuts when they bring the Mirai, the sweet corn in. Because it's really, it's unlike any corn you'll ever taste.
I feel like I've been shown the promised way.
Yeah.
This is the way to be.
And check out the website to see where, there's certain stores that have it, and of course the farmers markets, and it's in the very distinctive green mesh bag. That's how you know it's Mirai sweet corn from Twin Garden Farms. So, all right, let's get our first request for some flyness.
All right, let's open it up here with Change of Heart coming to us from Dino. Let's take a listen.
That's fly. Yeah, there you go. Some fly jams right there to kick off your Friday morning. We've got plenty of them with Luscious Hushus spinning the discs. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
All right. Next up, this is a real throwback coming to us from Fly Jam John. It's one of the early hits of Motown. It's Barrett Strong with Money.
Great song.
Best thing in life are free, but you can give them to the present.
That's Fly. That's a great song.
I love it.
Covered many times.
Of course.
But
of course.
That's the original, and that's the great one. Hey, I'm noticing Mary's not here. Oh, are they doing a remote?
They are doing a remote.
Over Channel 9?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's why I always get concerned because Mary's always here exactly at 4:30.
That's true.
And I was looking in the traffic because they have a camera, obviously, in the room where you do the traffic, and there's nobody in there. And I was getting a little concerned, but then I realized, oh, yeah, it's the back-to-school celebration over at Channel 9.
That is true.
So at Bradley Place. They're going to be over at Bradley Place. You guys should swing by.
Yeah, check it out.
Check it out, and it'll be on the morning show will be live out there, too, so it's going to be good. And so Cochran and the whole gang are out there this morning, so that should be fun. Stay tuned. Listen to it right here. Okay, more flyness?
Yes. Next up, coming to us from Mike in Louisville,
yeah,
our friend all the way down in Louisville, it's Take Your Time, Do It Right by the SOS Band, a true fly jam.
SOS Band, you know, phenomenal band. Phenomenal.
They just won't quit.
It's
got a bass line that won't quit.
They just, no, they were always a terrific band, had a lot of great songs, and one of the flyest bands of that time period. No question about it. So, fly jams continue right here, and we've got more fly jams. All right, Luscious Huscious, what do we got next?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Huscious, baby.
That's right.
Next up, coming to us from Ike, the king of the 80s, here's Sybil with Don't Make Me Over.
Ah.
Don't make me over. Now that you know how I adore you. Don't make me over.
Yeah, classic. By the way, Dean's picks there are on the TVs right now.
Oh, what we got?
He gave the Dora the Explorer movie a C.
Okay.
And right now, they're showing clips from the kitchen, so I'll see what he gives that one. I wonder if he's going to review the scary stories to tell in the dark.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I hope he does.
Yeah, I'd like to know what he thinks.
Yeah.
Love hearing what he thinks.
So we're seeing C- for the kitchen.
Ooh.
Come on now. Don't say that. You can't give something a C minus. You can't give a C minus to a movie with Elizabeth Moss.
It's possible.
No. It's
Get
not.
Into the Greek had little Elizabeth
no,
Moss.
No, it did have
like,
it, didn't it? It
that?
Did, yeah, and I wouldn't know.
You
no.
give that a C minus.
I probably would, yeah.
And I love that movie.
Yeah, no. I just don't like the Russell Brand.
That's fair. That's
so,
fair.
Queen with Adam Lambert playing the United Center tonight.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
All right.
All right. Next up, Jimmy James and the Vagabonds. Now is the time, coming to us from Bernie in Wisconsin. Thanks very much, Bernie.
That very distinctive sound right there. You got your little wah-wah pedal going in the background there. Yeah. So
I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's one of my favorite guitar pedals is the wah-wah pedal.
The wah-wah is a fun pedal. Yeah.
Very versatile.
You got a nice fun pedal there, the wah-wah. I had a wah-wah when I played guitar. and wah-wah pedal, and a distortion pedal, too. Those are the only two that I have.
What kind of guitar did you play?
Strat, Fender Strat.
There you go.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Can't be stopped.
Okay. What's next for Fly?
All right, next it's Heat Wave with Groove Line coming to us from our good
one of my favorite. Let me just say, one of my absolute favorite Fly jams of all time. One of my favorite songs ever.
Well, you can thank Lulu for that.
All right,
one.
Lulu.
Thank you, Lulu. Here's Heat Wave.
It's such a great song, man. It's got such a groove. It's what's called Groove Line. So
you can feel the heat.
It's just fantastic. Okay, we got time for one more before we get out of here.
Yeah, let's. We actually ran out of requests here.
Oh, we did.
See. Yeah, let me see if I could pull one last one up. There's got to be one in here. Okay, let's see if I can get this in time. It's coming to us from the 708.
Okay, we're running out of time.
Oh boy, this is. This is it. This is where we find out if...
I'm enjoying this right now.
Oh, man. This is where we find out if Luscious Hushes has still got it. And he definitely does.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, this intro is like a minute long. Let's just... What was it? What was it? There you go. Billy Ocean. All right.
Don't tell you, I never did anything for you, 708.
That's right. There you go, Billy Ocean. We got to hear the intro, which was nice. All right.
Very cool intro.
All right, enjoy your corn this weekend, Tom.
Oh, I think I will. Yeah. I'm going to eat the rest of this raw and find out the many ways I can cook this corn.
It's great. Okay, we will break here, and the opening bell with Steve Grzanich is up next.